Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
Sensitivity.
One cheese.
Stop it. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Signos.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tim Dillon Ukrainian special today. We were going to have a great journalist, Mark Galliotti, from London, who writes about Putin and Russia on, but he is briefing the military and cannot make it. So I, with comparatively far less knowledge about said issues, are going to speak for the hour. We were trying to get an expert. We will potentially get him at a later date. We've had him on the show before. He wrote a book called The Vori, Russia's Super Mafia. He also wrote a book called What the West Gets Wrong About Putin. And he is one of the preeminent journalists that has expertise in that region, that area. We don't have him, couldn't get him, wanted to get him, are trying to get him, and hopefully one day we'll get him before Putin gets him. Very sad what's happening in the Ukraine, if you're a human being. If the internet has not taken your humanity, and it's taken many of your humanity, if your personal brand has not eaten you alive, and it has for many of you, if your grift knows no bounds, no matter what you think about NATO expansion or U.S. imperialism or whatever, the CIA's misdeeds, the deep state, the Chronicles of Narnia, the teachers' union, whatever, whatever, you still have to say, seeing babies being moved from like an ICU to like a subway tunnel is sad. It's a tragedy. It's a human tragedy. That's all war is, right? It's not something to celebrate. It's not something to say, this is cool, we enjoy this. Fuck around and find out. Look, Putin, look at this. That's not the take if you're a human being. Now, the vast majority of people on this platform are not human. That's the point of the internet. It's to make you less human. And it's working very well. Kudos to the designers of that. Because what it does is it you watch tragedies all day and you get desensitized to it every day, from Walmart fights to car crashes to beheadings. All day, every day, it's in your face, and you forget that those are people, and there are children. You know, you see these Waffle House brawls, there's kids sitting there while their parents beat the shit out. Sure, it's a goof, and it's fun, but then you go, man, I wonder what the kids' life's going to be like. Probably not great, but again, you can't dissect every Waffle House video and get in the weeds and start worrying about the second generation. But you should, at the very least, look at an invasion of a country by a dictator, which is what Putin is. He's a dictator. He invaded a sovereign country, and there's a lot of mayhem and death and carnage that you're going to see. And the Ukrainian people are brave, and they're fighting back, and they give a shit. You know, unlike people in America who don't care about much other than themselves and their ability to consume. Other countries have deep and complex histories, and they care about more than their ability to go to a Buffalo Wild Wings. We do not. That is not part of our thing here. So it's sad to watch all this shit unfold. And yeah, I mean, just to give everyone a little backstory, the Ukraine, if you're not aware of what's happening, has been invaded by Russia. We'll start there. And the goal of that invasion is regime change. Of course, Ukraine, part of the old Soviet Union. NATO, kind of the post-Cold War architecture of how the world is going to run, these trade alliances, military alliances, expanding NATO into the region where Russia is, arming Ukraine, funding Ukraine, potentially admitting them to NATO, the discussion of that, was not a good geopolitical move. It kind of put Russia in a box. Russia then reacted in the way that Russia, a lot of people feared that Russia was going to react, which was to then take back the territory that they feel is rightfully theirs. And you can have those conversations and talk about those are facts. How much of that led to this decision is we don't know. You're not there. I'm sure it didn't help. But the idea here, the takeaway is not Putin's cool. That shouldn't be the takeaway if you are a human being. This is not a cool thing to do. It's a brazen, criminal act where you have somebody going into a country, decapitating the leadership, attempting to, bombing people, murdering civilians. Not good when we do it. Was it right when America's done it? Not right when we went into Iraq or Afghanistan, stayed there for 20 years. That misadventure in the Middle East where we were, it's not right when it's done by anybody. But it's not cool. I know that a lot of people think it's cool and badass to do. People are happy about this. People's lives in this country have gotten to the point where they are happy that this is happening. And they're like, well, it's because the American military, they're too focused on trans people and being politically correct. That's why it's happening. Is that why it's happening? Do you think Putin really is convinced that the American military is just like some type of, extension of the LGBTQ whatever community? Do you think that's what the intel in Russia is telling them? Do you think they're going? I mean, it's a very stupid way to look at things. That because the military is struggling with whatever type of trans issues that affect this very small percentage of the military, I think they're still focused on the amount of funding it gets, how big it is, its ability, its positioning all over the world. I don't think Putin is invading the Ukraine. He's not worried about America because we're talking about trans people. That's why he's doing it. No, he's doing it because he has more nuclear warheads than any other country in the world. And what are we going to do? What are we going to do? If we were all Christian, theocratic psychopaths who burned gay people at the stake, which is what these people want, you think Putin would be like, no, fuck it. I'm not invading Ukraine. I'm not doing it now. Now I'm not doing it. No, they passed a Don't Say Gay bill in Florida. I'm not invading. I don't even want Ukraine anymore. My main goal was that Florida teachers had to out kids as gay within 6 weeks. That's why. Now, I'm not doing. I don't even. I don't have any reason to go into Ukraine now. They've just passed a law in America. He convenes everybody. They're all in Moscow. He goes, St. Petersburg, wherever he is. Hey, guys, they just passed a law that biological born males cannot compete in female sports. Do you know what that means? No, Ukraine. No, we're not going to do it. Because now I'm afraid of them. Now I fear them. I know I have all the nukes, but their moral certitude scares me. I'm scared by that. That terrifies me. See, before, when they were talking about trans people and letting trans people swim, I knew they were weak. But when they flipped it, and went back to those 19, because if you remember, when we had all those 1950s values, we had no problems with Russia. You remember that? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, we didn't have any. These are all new problems. We never had. Went back before they were trans people or gay people, there was never any issues with Russia, ever, ever. This is all new. In the 50s and 60s, you know, when everybody was like eating burgers and smoking cigarettes and wearing jeans and they were all at the hop. Everybody was driving 57 Chevys and gay people had to shut up and black people had to shut up and trans people had to shut up. Russia loved us. We were like fucking like this. I mean, so this is the result of that. It's the result of that. It's because that guy made a dumb video with Biden, which I think is a dumb video. But that Benito, whatever, on Instagram made some video with Biden. People going, this is why Putin didn't worry about taking the Ukraine. It's like Putin's never worried about taking the Ukraine. He's never worried about it. There is nothing to do with our content. Trust me. Putin is not watching our content. It's, but again, it's silly. And these are silly times for people. And I'm not saying we are going over there and fighting. It's not our thing. It's not our war. This is not something where we should be involved. Everybody who's going, no fly zones, he must pay. He must pay. What? We're not in the position to go and fight Russia over the Ukraine. We have military supremacy if we had to fight them over something that we had a genuine interest in, we could. But we're not fighting them over the Ukraine. That doesn't mean that this is a fun, cool display and that we should all be jazzed about it. But we're not fighting them over the Ukraine. You know, this is a... This is a real problem. Do you have any updates on what's going on over there?
So they held them off over the night in the Capitol.
Pretty impressive what the Ukraine
really is. Yeah, yeah.
Kind of impressive, to be honest.
The death count.
I'm impressed.
The death count is much higher with Russia at 3,500 troops killed and 200 captured, and then Ukrainians, it's about 198 dead and thousands injured. But
so
they really
Russia's
held them off overnight.
Russia's kind of losing.
They're kind of being
at
embarrassed
the moment.
At the moment. Yeah.
At the moment.
Losing in terms of casualties, of course. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
And Zelensky's not leaving. He's refusing to leave. He's still posting videos.
Right.
He said, I'm not going anywhere. So.
Right.
But the videos are, it's horrific.
It's very tough to watch people who are civilians, innocent, have done nothing, who are living their lives, have to flee a country. Mm. You know, I can just imagine the sea of YouTube comments. Don't understand it. It's actually good to watch that, you know. But the other side of it is, what are we going to do? I'm not going over there. You're not going over there.
No
one's going over there. Nobody I know is going over there. America's a country of cowards. You know, as brought, it was a fun tweet where it's not all of us are cowards, but a lot. You know, Ted Cruz, you know, there was a storm in Texas, he like fled to Cancun. There was a tweet, yeah. You know, our elected officials, when COVID hits, they start insider trading. I mean, you know, nobody could care less about this country. I mean, Giannis Papas brought up a great point. He's like, if people, if you said that people in America between 18 and 60 cannot leave the country, mm-hmm. they would flee. They would the vast majority of people would leave and not defend the country. So it is inspiring to see the Ukraine do it. Yeah. You know?
And there are refugees. Hungary's taking in people. You know, people are leaving, but the people that want to stay and defend.
Well, yeah, there's families, yeah, there's women and children, and then there's people, and then there's some badass Ukrainian bitches that are staying. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
But that are fucking. I wonder. I don't know what the outcome is. It's destabilized the region forever now, for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Nobody from Ukraine is ever going to forget this. I mean, it's going to be a real problem. And the sane take here, folks, is that this is very sad, and it is not a positive development mm-hmm. on the world stage. That's really it. It's not to start screaming about Trump or Biden or anybody. It's really to just say, hey, we should look at the way that we potentially contributed to a climate that enabled said things to happen, whether it was funding NATO, whatever it was. But there's nothing to do here except be upset and be like, this sucks, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it's unfortunate that people are dying. Now, people in America are so rotten to our core on both sides of the political aisle. And we have our humanity is almost all gone. It's almost been taken from us. Oh, really, truly. And we have become demons in this country. Political affiliation unimportant. And what that has made us do is any human tragedy that we see, we immediately dig into it and try to like make it someone's fault that we hate. And excuse it and not even look at like the human cost and go, see, ha, look, ha, ha. It's a psychotic impulse. It is a psychotic impulse. It doesn't mean you can't have a discussion about it, but it is a psychotic impulse. It is an inhuman impulse for the first thing you do when you see like old women and children being forced out of their homes and fleeing to go, ha ha ha, I told you so. There's something wrong with you as a person if that's what you're doing. In the same way that when someone died of COVID that didn't get vaccinated and you were celebrating that to an unhealthy degree, that was also wrong. That's my position on it. Just be a human fucking being if you can. If you can. If you possess the ability to be a human, try for 5 minutes. Try to be a person. I know, but the brand. For a second, be a human being. Is it possible in this country of demons, real demons now? I mean, when you look around and see the people and you listen to the people, we're in hell. We're living in hell here. If this isn't hell, I don't know what could be hell. With the way that people just relate to each other now. And I, for one, like, I don't think the NATO expansion helped. I think we made an error in judgment. I think that Putin's not a guy that you're going to be able to push around. I think that U.S. policy has not made this situation any better. I don't think that in and of itself excuses or justifies and I'm not using, because I know that the real politic way to look at it is obviously it's not the justification for anything that anybody does on the world stage is never morality. It's trade routes and ports and power. And I know all of that. And I'm not saying that I'm not a child, and I'm not saying that I don't understand the rationale behind the decision to invade the Ukraine. But when you look at it from the perspective of a human being and not, you know, the perspective of like somebody who's trying to like use this as a springboard to gain more eyeballs on what they're doing and say just the most contrarian and fucked up shit imaginable. And, you know, well, actually, they're right. They're right. He's right to do that. When you look at it like that, you go, no, this is a brazen criminal act where somebody's invading a country unprovoked by that country. Mm-hmm. And that should be roundly condemned. People shouldn't be like, yeah, this is cool. Fuck yeah. This isn't the thing. I know it's fun to be a shitpost or contrarian or whatever. It's fun. It's edgy. It makes you feel good. I guess it gives you power you don't have in your life to say something online that bothers other people. Mm. And I do it a lot. I say all kinds of shit that people are bothered right now. Very much. They're very angry at what I'm saying right now. So I'm not saying that that is not something that should be protected. My only point is, as a human being, it should give you a little pause when you see the scenes of horror emanating from that country. You should potentially be given a little pause, and you should reflect a little bit about the human cost of something like this, because it's not nothing. Mm. It's not nothing when people are being driven out of their homes. You know what I mean?
Mm. China's stepping in now. They're restricting lending to Russia. China,
well, China's
banks.
Because China is now running the world. Mm. See, America is a joke, but China is now coming in, and now China is saying, because China's making money. China doesn't need this shit. China's in the lead. And China's going, hey, man, we're winning. Why are we doing that? Mm-hmm. What are we doing that for? You know, like, I'm good. You know, it's like China's like, we don't need you going around destabilizing the world. We're killing it. We're like killing it. It's like if you're a big agent and one of your big clients is like, in every movie, they are the Hollywood it girl. And then they start posting about Palestine. You go, hey, hey, we're winning now. Why are we doing this? There'll be plenty of time to do that. When they throw you out of Hollywood and you get fat and you're doing indies, light up the timeline with your opinions. But right now, cool it. Just go to fucking Cannes and relax. We got a boat for you. Sit on the boat and enjoy. So China's now getting involved to try to...
Well, two Chinese state-owned banks will restrict financing for Russian commodity purchases, suggesting there are limits to Beijing's support for Moscow as the Kremlin confronts severe economic sanctions. So offshore units of Industrial and Commercial Bank of China have stopped issuing U.S. dollar-denominated letters of credit for purchases of physical Russian commodities ready for export. While the Bank of China has also limited funding, according to Bloomberg.
Well, I'm telling you right now, we got a real problem on our hands.
China's biggest banks hold billions of Russian assets. Beijing has also provided Moscow with tens of billions in funding over the years. So that was pretty recent, though. I mean, this will come out later today. We'll see what happens.
How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint, dents, dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. Most cars on the road could use a little bit of love. And keep in mind, with Americans keeping their vehicles longer, protecting your investment has never been more important. At Maaco, they make it really easy. You come in, free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Don't let those little imperfections add up. You want to keep your car on the road. You want to give it a little bit of love. And you can do so with the great folks at Maaco. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will take care of everything after that. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Tim Dillon, comedy.com for any of the live dates. What is going on with this Long Island housewife? This is a fun story out of Long Island, New York. And it concerns our favorite things, Long Island and real estate and mental illness, our third favorite thing.
Can you bring that up, Paul? There's havoc in the Long Island realtor community.
I mean, if you think Kiev is bad.
This woman's really causing issues here.
This is a Long Island woman who is going to open houses in Long Island and refusing to leave and threatening the other buyers. Do I understand that correctly?
Yeah, because it's a taboo. If you're at an open house, you don't sit on the people's furniture.
You're not supposed to sit on the people's furniture. And you're not really supposed to talk.
Oh, really?
You're not supposed to make pronouncements loudly. You're supposed to have quiet conversations. And then, you know, it's good form to go and chat outside. Mm. If you bring your realtor to the open house,
okay.
You know, you go outside and you have a chat. You don't walk through and go, this kitchen. Ugh! Agents sometimes have to pay the bouncer at showings. You never know who's going to show up when homes are open to the public, so the professionals have to keep cool and take action. This is funny. There was a line for this showing, a 5-bedroom, 2.5-bathroom in Three Village, Long Island. I think we had like 32 sets of buyers, each with an agent, easily 100 people. It was in a very desirable neighborhood, a great school district, and the house had lots of potential. This was before COVID, so we didn't have restrictions on how many people could go in at one time. I had my associate Joe working inside the house, trying to keep the flow going. I was outside, meeting and greeting and trying to keep up with everything peppy. Trying to keep everything peppy so nobody's annoyed that they have to wait. Then Joe came out and pulled me aside and said, "We've got a problem. There's a woman inside who is refusing to leave. She has parked herself on the couch and is telling people that this is her house." I went inside to find out what's going on. I can hear somebody with a raised voice downstairs where the main living area is. I go down and here's this woman just sprawling there. One arm up on the buck.
On the back of the couch.
On the back of the couch. She was wearing like a muumuu. She reminded me of my mother. People were asking her, "Are you the owner?" And she was saying, "No, but I'm going to be. I like it." I catch her answering a question about a feature of the house. It was a teenage girl who was asking, "Is this the only bathroom on this floor?" I hear this woman say, "Yes, it is, sweetheart. And it's not enough for you. You're a teenager. You need more bathrooms. You should look somewhere else." I walked up and I said, "Hi, are you okay?" She said, "Why would you ask me that?" I explained that I work for the seller. Normally, people don't sit on the owner's furniture during an open house. It's like using the bathroom. You just don't do it. And she says, quote, "All these people are wasting their time." And then she yells, "Because I will outbid you." I said, "My job is to make sure everyone has an opportunity to see the house. And I think you might be making some people feel uncomfortable." She says, "No, I'm not." And then this guy who was also there for the open house goes, "The hell you're not. Why don't you stop flapping your mouth?" Long Island. Joe, my associate, stuck his head in the door, and I told him not to let anyone else in. I had to look. I had to stop the... Can we make this bigger? Is there any way we can make it a little bigger?
Could you zoom in, Paul?
Thank you. I'm like taking an eye test here to try to read. No one on Gas Digital reads anything. So there's no one's ever had to bring up anything to read. The funny thing is she never put in an offer. Of course she didn't. She was nuts. I like that. I like the idea of a woman sitting on a couch threatening people and scaring them. And then the thing about open houses, you can't really stop people from going in and causing a real problem. And that there's something still very democratic about that idea, that anybody can walk into any house that's being sold and start an issue, and there's not much you can do about it at this point, you know? So I'm all for that. I'm all for open house problems, because realtors are, their entire job is to be fake nice. That's their entire job. The most difficult thing about a realtor's job is being fake nice all the time to everyone. And realtors notoriously hate when they have to deviate from that psychopathic personality trait that they have, that they've developed, where they just remain fake nice throughout all of their daily interactions. And then when they go home, they become, you know, Mr. Hyde again. And then the next day it's Dr. Jekyll. Hello. Natural light, indoor, outdoor, bedrooms, bathrooms. Isn't it nice? And realtors have to have their job is made up only of small talk. You'll never look at a realtor and go, "I have cancer." Everything that you, every interaction you have with a realtor is small talk and fake nice small talk. So what happens to these people is when something interrupts that fake world of pleasantries and niceties and meaningless, inane bullshit. It is the gravest offense to them. Like when anybody comes in from outside to start a problem and they realize you're like, I have to now like show real about, because this is upsetting me and I'm angry and I want this to stop. But I'm also this person, this creation that just wants to talk about nonsense with these idiots, and someone's on a couch yelling and I have to be stern and angry and get her out of here. And they're just like, fuck, what do? I have to be a human being. And they're like, but my entire job is to not be a person, is to be a creation. You know, a realtor is like, you know, when they're good at it, they're a prostitute, kind of, you know, like, you know, it's like you're getting the girlfriend experience. You're getting someone you believe cares about you and what you do and your life and family. Oh, the yard, they'll run. Oh, these kids in that yard. But really what they want to do is just make enough money to bail their son out of jail. But they can't tell you that, because like anything else, all of these relationships exist out of necessity. They are things that need to happen, and they just should be nice while they happen. So I'm all for like fat women sitting on couches screaming, because there's nothing better than seeing a nice person, fake nice. Nothing better than seeing like a fake nice person have to like, you could see them almost, they almost have like a seizure. They're like, what? What are you doing? Like they're like losing. They're like, it's like at the end of Cinderella where they, you know, the carriage becomes the pumpkin. Like they're reverting back to their form and they're like, oh, what are you? People don't usually sit on the furniture. People don't usually look at me. And then you see them and they just start melting and melting. And, you know, and again, realtors for the most part are not terribly bright. So they're not really good at problem solving. Not the really high-end ones. The one I'm using now is phenomenal and she's like a legend. But the vast majority of realtors are incredibly stupid people who are very bad at problem solving. Much like agents, the vast majority of agents and managers are incredibly stupid and incredibly bad at their jobs. These are jobs that you can be very bad at because the vast majority of people at the job are also bad. And it's actually an agreed upon thing that we're all going to be bad at this. We're going to be bad at it together. And that's why everybody can be bad at it. Because there's almost an unspoken rule, unwritten rule, that bad is good and slightly above bad is great. So if you're a manager in the entertainment business and you're not an abject failure, you're the best it's ever been. You're great. And they will write books about you and make movies about you because the vast majority of people in it are so incapable of performing the menial day-to-day tasks of a job that to be even slightly better than that is to win the day, like an agent. To be slightly better than the general bad is to be great. And that's kind of like realtors. If you are just slightly better than the vast majority of like part-time divorced housewife, people that are, you know, trying to make a quick buck, that have no idea what they're talking about. If you're even slightly better than that, you're in. You become this, you can be really good at it, you know? Before we get out of here, let's check more about this war, because is it going to end? When is it going to end?
You know, I was reading Sullivan's article. He was saying they're probably going to occupy as long as they want, of course. But...
Should I sing a Ukrainian folk song? No, I'm very... like.
Yeah, yeah.
There's not much I can do, but I want to help.
Mm.
Patreon is not allowing people to donate to the Ukraine because there's a rule of Patreon that you can't donate money for people to like buy weapons or something.
Yeah, yeah. I think that thing might have been fake too. But regardless, they wouldn't allow that. I don't think.
Wait, was it fake or not?
I believe it was. Yeah, because I don't think you can do that on Patreon. I'm gonna double check.
But I think it would be a good idea.
Yeah, so this is from, it says, no, you can't use Patreon to buy missiles for Ukraine. Patreon deleted the fund page without a warning in a very difficult time for Ukraine. And deleting the page, Patreon said that the website of the organization says that they use contributions to finance and train military personnel and thus cited its harmful activities policy and banning it. Yeah, I
so
guess
it was real.
I guess it was real, yeah. Yeah, they were trying to buy tanks, missiles.
I mean, again, I don't want to. I feel like this is insane.
How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint, dents, dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. Most cars on the road could use a little bit of love. And keep in mind, with Americans keeping their vehicles longer, protecting your investment has never been more important. At Maaco, they make it really easy. You come in, free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Don't let those little imperfections add up. You want to keep your car on the road. You want to give it a little bit of love. And you can do so with the great folks at Maaco. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will take care of everything after that. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Is there a Ukrainian folk song that I can sing?
Let's see here.
Because I do want to do more than I'm doing, and I feel that I'm severely limited by many factors. I can't really help. I'm limited by many factors. Number one, I live in America. Number two, I don't really care. Like I do, but I, you know. But I feel like if I were to sing a Ukrainian folk song, mm-hmm. on the show, you might have people like finally understanding what's really at stake. This is kind of a showing of solidarity. It's a statement. It's not nothing.
Mm.
And I think that I will certainly benefit. And I don't mean me. Let me take that back. But I will benefit from the knowing that I've done enough,
mm-hmm.
you know, because there's a lot of people that right now going, what should I do? Should I donate? And you should do all of that. But I think, let me sing a folk song on the show.
Paul, I just sent you one. Okay, so this is a Ukrainian folk song, and the translation is Long Live Free Ukraine.
Well, that's awkward. Okay.
1.5 million views, so this one must be a popular one.
Oh my God, this is gonna be so fucking hard. Fuck. This is so hard, but. This is not easy. This language is not easy. But I'm gonna try. Yapusada Azin Konstantin. Baki Baki Sika Baka Haka Vigabe. Yanin's Kaba Yiva Halababa Ya Хотите, хапача, шапава, баба, яба, ахаба, баба, ба. Мекен, хексен, шапен, папен, хапен, пипен, бопен, блипен, клапен. All right. Well, that was very difficult. Because it's a whole nother language. You get it?
Yeah, yeah.
People don't even understand. It's very, it's not like Spanish where you can kind of fake it. This is, right?
It's a whole other thing, yeah.
It's a whole other thing here. I'm going to ask a serious question.
Mm.
Do you think that helped? Is there anyone out there that found comfort in that?
Mm.
Because you know the internet is, it's, I mean, it's global.
Mm.
There's a very good chance that there are Ukrainians watching this show and that just heard that, that now are doing slightly better than they were. On a serious note, if you are Ukrainian and you are watching this show, I'm fucking sorry about what's going on. That is no reason to cancel the Patreon. If you are a member of the Patreon, it is $5 a month and you get 4 hours of content a month. And if you're a Rothschild member on the higher tier, you get an extra video episode in addition to that. So I don't want... I don't want this. I'm not one of these idiots in America cheering this on. I am aghast at this. I truly feel bad for these people that have to leave their country. It is repulsive to me. I'm not a Putin stan. I will tell you this. I don't believe it is a sufficient reason to not continue to pay for the Patreon if you are a Patreon subscriber. If it gets bad enough where I do feel like you're justified in canceling, I'll let you know. But as of right now, I think, should we do a thing where here's an idea. I'm serious about this. Do we do a thing where if someone is from the Ukraine that enjoys and watches our show and there's any way to communicate with them, like, can we give them our info or an email for them to reach out?
Mm.
Is there any way to, like, open a channel of communication with them and have them, like, read an ad for us? Is there any possible way for them to read, like, an advertisement for us?
There was a Ukrainian open micer that DM'd me 4 days ago. Who wanted to come on the show.
Why is that coming out now?
I don't even know if he speaks that well of English. I looked up his videos. It's all in
Did he DM you in English?
It was very broken though.
I just don't understand why you would bring that up now when that would have been great.
We should have had him on.
Why would you not bring that to me?
I was flying. I forgot.
I mean, that would have been great.
Mm.
Right? Is he still in the Ukraine?
Well, I also don't know if he's a bad egg. He might be a bad egg over there.
Ben, you fucked up here. Stop trying to say he's like some Nazi.
I'm not saying he's a Nazi.
Accusing him of being a Nazi. You're slandering him because you didn't bring him to me and say he should be on the show.
Mm.
Where is he now?
Let me check my DMs. Let's see what he's up to.
Get him right now. If you want a recording of the folk song that I sang, we will be selling it. If it makes, unless you can prove you are in the Ukraine right now, if you can prove that, we will give it to you for half off. If you can prove that you are in the Ukraine right now during the war, the folk song I sang will be given to you half off. We got to reach out to these people, Ben. This is absurd that you didn't bring this to my attention. Ben really doesn't do his job. This is very interesting. Ben really doesn't do his job, And it's now becoming more and more apparent to everybody that Ben has been, you know, really coasting here. He coasts, and all he does is complain that he has to travel and that him and his wife can't get drunk. All they want to do is get drunk and go follow Colin Morikawa around.
Try to find
him. He's probably dead, Ben. He wanted to come on the show as the last thing he could fucking do to just tell everybody what was up. I'm sure he had a lot of nice things to say about me and my comedy and how it's impacted him before he was killed by Russia. And you ruined that. You ruined the chance for this man as his last earthly act to come on the show and tell me that I was a great influence on him and to keep doing what I'm doing right before this man dropped dead.
Well, at the time, also, I thought we were having a Mark on, so I just completely forgot
about
it.
We always need a backup.
And that's true. Should have kept him on standby.
And you don't even have his message.
I'm looking for it.
It's amazing to me the lack of prep, the lack of respect that this guy has for this show. Every week, he does less. Can you imagine?
I'm scrolling. All my DMs are people threatening to kill me. I'm trying to find
And there should be more! I mean, the guy gets a message.
I found him. Here he is. Okay. Here he is, right there.
Call him. Hi, Ben. I am from Ukraine, comedian. Have 5 subs on Twitter. Also, if you need any info, I can connect you with competent people for Tim Dillon's show about war. We're calling him right now. He's dead.
It's 8:30 there. He should be awake.
He's dead. You killed him. I feel terrible about you killing this person. I'm watching his story right now. Dude, this is like fucked. Hopefully this dude's okay. If not, we know who we have to blame. Ben Avery. His name is Vladislav or something. I'm following him back. I'm messaging him. Hey, man, reach back out when you can. Hope you're okay. This is Tim. Well, there you have it. Ben Avery, a guy wants to come on the show. I mean, do you feel a little ashamed?
Yeah, I should have had him as backup. I should have.
Well, that's not even for the show. It's like this guy wants to get out information from a war zone on a major podcast platform, and you ignore him.
Well,
I mean, it's a little absurd.
Is it?
No, it is. I mean, it's a pretty big fuck up.
But you're...
People are going to have your head for this.
You're a large media figure. He could be feeding us misinformation. He could be...
Ben, now what you're doing is you're trying to justify the fact that you did not even bring this to me as an option here.
Mm.
You're trying to... What, you're trying to keep me from misinformation? I mean, what's going on here? This is insane. Is that's your act now? You're trying to protect me from misinformation?
You said I'm supposed to protect the show.
Yeah, you're supposed to protect the show by not letting us make bad decisions or not letting episodes come out late or something. Mm. But what you're supposed to do is when somebody reaches out from a volatile, active war zone and wants to come on the show and tell me that I'm a genius before they're killed... And you don't... I'm incensed at you right now. I truly cannot believe you did this. This was this guy's dying wish to tell me that I was the greatest comedian that he's ever seen before he was killed in an invasion and you ignore him? You didn't even respond back to him, dude. I mean, should you want to apologize to him?
Yeah, I'll say his at. I'll apologize.
No, don't say his at.
Okay, okay.
We want to keep it private.
Vladislav, I'm very sorry for what I did. I should have reached back to you and kept you on standby because...
Vladislav, I wish Ben was killed by the Russians and not you. I hate Ben. Another fuck up from Ben Avery, everybody. That's what this show can count on. A guy from an active war zone wants to update us. And by the way, we're kidding here. Hopefully he's okay.
Hopefully, yeah, yeah.
We hope he's okay. We hope the guy's okay. I mean, I hope open micers aren't being drafted. I mean, you really want to lose. But hopefully he'll be okay. But this is fucked. Mm. It's fucked. It's sad. It's tragic.
Tragic.
And you are tragic for not allowing this person to come on this show. So, I mean, again, if you like people being killed in the Ukraine, Ben Avery is your boy.
No.
At Ben Avery is good. If you are a Ukrainian that doesn't like this war, maybe go give him a piece of your mind. At Ben Avery is good. If you are a Ukrainian who is against the war, perhaps at Ben Avery is good should hear from you. I don't know. I'm just saying. Perhaps he should hear from you. That's all I'm saying. I think you have to take some responsibility for your actions in these situations. People are in deep trouble and they're trying to reach out, you know? And hopefully this will be balanced out by the fact that I sang that folk song. And it's, I don't know. It's going to be tough to balance the scales here, but I think I did a pretty phenomenal job for having never spoke Ukrainian. You know, only a few more shows left on this hellish tour. At the end, we're taping a special in Denver. What do we got left here? God help us and save us.
So tonight you'll be in Albany when this comes out.
Who cares?
Concord, New Hampshire tomorrow.
Sold out.
Brea Improv.
Buy tickets for Brea, folks. It's in Anaheim. It's a dump.
Yeah, it's in Brea. It's March 11th, 12th, 13th.
Come on in.
Toronto, March 16th.
That's right. Get tickets to that. A lot of them have sold out, but get some.
Baltimore on the 18th. Philadelphia.
Get tickets. There's a shitload of tickets available to Baltimore. Philly's got a few left.
Yeah, the Parks Casino, March 19th in Philly. Nashville, March 24th.
Nashville,
at the Ryman.
Going to be a great show. Tickets still available. Grab them.
Denver, March 26th. Two shows.
Two shows. Denver, March 26th.
Taping.
Taping of the special.
Then you go to Glasgow on March 30th.
Glasgow, get tickets. Dublin, get tickets. London, get tickets.
And then that's it. That's the
first week of April. Then that's the end of the show, folks. And then maybe, we don't know if we're going to do this, maybe in April we do Dallas and Houston.
Oh, nice.
And Cleveland. Maybe three or four more. We don't know. Before the special comes out. TimDillaComedy.com for all tickets. Any lasting apologies to the people of Ukraine for what you've done to them?
I mean, I don't know if.
No, we're being deadly serious.
I stand with Ukrainian people. It's a tragedy what's going on. I feel sorry for this guy. I could come up with a million excuses, but there's no excuse. I did fail. I failed miserably here with this guy. I'm not going to go into any excuses. I have plenty. Some are somewhat justified, but Vladislav, if you're listening, I'm very sorry. Reach out to me. I'll try to do something for you. I don't know what that is, but I'll try to help you out in any way I can. Vladislav.
Niet.
What's niet?
No.
Cars today are built to last, but How they look is up to you, and that's where Mako comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Maybe your car's paint is faded, or you've been meaning to fix that scrape from the grocery store parking lot. Whatever it is, Mako has you covered. Now, here's the best part. Stop by your local Mako, free estimate, and you're going to find out how easy it is to refresh your ride. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. And you can do so with the great folks at Mako. At Mako, they are proud to be a trusted partner for drivers across the country. Whether it's a fresh coat of paint for your car or fixing up everyday dents and dings, Mako is here to keep your car looking its best. Get started, visit your local Mako today, get the free estimate, and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small really throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs. Fast for 48 hours.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads. No fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
Relationships take work. A lot of us will drop anything and go help someone we care about. We'll go out of our way to treat other people well, but how often do we give ourselves the same treatment? This month, BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you to take care of your most important relationship, the one you have with yourself. Whether it's hitting the gym, making time for a haircut, or even trying therapy, you are your greatest asset. So invest the time and effort into yourself like you do for other people. BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Give it a try to see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Tim Dillon Show listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/TimD. That's BetterHelp.com/TimD. That's BetterHelp.com/TimD. I love BetterHelp because sometimes I'm sad, and I log on to the internet, and someone says you're worth it.
I think Vladislav is calling me.
Call, get him on!
Here.
Hello, Vladislav.
Stay rolling on this, Paul.
Yeah, hello.
How are you? This is Tim Dillon. I'm a comedian from America.
Yeah, hello.
How are you?
I'm fine for now.
Let me ask you, is there a way that we can talk to you on, like, Skype or something?
Talk
to him for a minute, Ben. All right, we are here with Vladislav, who is a Ukrainian comedian dude. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. How are you doing over there?
I'm doing fine currently. I am at the shelter in Kyiv, and I am trying to find my way to get guns, get vests, get helmets, and share them with my friends, with my family, so everyone is armed, because in Kyiv now, if you are not like a armed samurai, you're a fucking no one.
Right.
You're a nobody.
Now, how quickly, this seemed to happen very quickly, where you guys declared martial law, and you told me that you guys are trying to raise money and trying to find weapons and trying to just basically help the troops as best that you can.
Yes, we are trying to help the troops as best as we can. I had my I have my own channel, and we just live streaming for 15 minutes 20 minutes ago, before just before we talk, and we raised a crazy amount of money, and we will buy and like crazy gun equipment. And this is very good because we need equipment for snipers, and snipers are very cool in city combat, because we are now leading to city combat fights, because most of the in the two days that we have our combat, we fought on the border, we fought on rivers, and now we need to arm up even more.
Now, were you guys surprised that this happened, or were you guys expecting it? Because a lot of people were thinking that Putin was bluffing. Did you guys think he was bluffing, or did you guys think this was going to go down?
We were ready for any scenarios that could happen, but Ukrainians were always ready for Putin to invade, because Russia have invaded Ukraine many, many, many times. We had Holodomor in 1933, and it was insane. Everybody saying, like, not everybody, because but a lot of Russian propaganda is like, we are brothers, and that's all. But it's not like that, even a little bit. We were pretty much always concerned about military invasion, but you can't prepare yourself for a military invasion, because it's right. Like,
how is the feeling about Russia? Obviously now it's not good, but before this, like, a lot of people in Russia have family in Ukraine. You guys are, there's certainly a lot of, you know, connections between the two countries, right? I mean, what was the feeling about Russia pre-invasion? Was it, do you have family in Russia? Do you have friends in Russia? Or, because I know many people in Russia have family in Ukraine. Is that the situation, or is that not the case?
Families can't hate each other, if you know. So.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know. Oh, I know very well that they can.
We hate our own families in Ukraine, and if our family yes. are in Russia, we hate them even more. And
I agree. I hate my own family in Long Island, and they're very close to me. What do you think the outcome Putin wants? You think he wants a regime change? He wants to put in a puppet government that will basically carry out his will? That seems to be what he wants.
He is crazy. He wanted to do a fast blitzkrieg, but it's like he has no connection with the world, because we have not much, but we have cool toys. We have NLOs, we have Stingers, and he is just crazy. He is just, oh, I have a helicopter with flying descent, I don't know how they call it, yeah. Like Marines, and right. I will land that helicopter, and helicopter just flies, and we just like, there's no helicopter.
Yeah.
And
he thought the, like, yeah,
20 he, more times. And then he's like, oh, I will send them my tanks. Tanks are going, and tanks are burning up. All the tanks are burning up.
Right. Now, he thought the military was going to fold quicker than it did, but you guys have been showing that it's not going to be easy. You are not making it easy. Yeah.
Because if we lose, then it's going to be worse for a long and long time. And if yeah. we win, it's going to be the end of Russia and end of Putin, because he has no real way how he will going to end this fight for him to be like the winning point. He lost all the support from the world. Even in we had like pro Russia Europe countries like Hungary and like Germany, and even they are promoting ban Russia from SWIFT now.
Yeah. Now, so let me ask you a question. You're a comedian in the UK.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sorry, in the Ukraine. And what is, now you're a political comedian, so you do jokes about politics and stuff.
Also.
Yeah, of course. Also, not only, but sometimes. How is that there? What is the comedy scene like in the Ukraine for a guy like you to do comedy? What has that been like?
Comedy scene have been changed in the past 2 years very significantly, because our stand-up was born like maybe in 2012, and also there are Russian stand-up. And Russian stand-up is like a cargo cult of an American stand-up. It's just like stupid. It's just stupid. And also, they can say it because they don't have like feelings. They're just jokes. No, they have good comedians, but that's like about not. We can't relate to that. We can't feel about that. We don't have nothing. And we are in Ukraine, have a lot of Ukrainian-speaking comedians, and we have a lot of Russian-speaking comedians. And there are a tendency for the past 2 years that Russian-speaking comedians are turning themselves into Ukrainian-speaking comedians, because everyone in Ukraine knows Ukrainian. Just because of Russian occupation, a lot of Ukrainians also know Russian.
Yeah.
And, it's like stupidly cool between... was stupidly cool
right.
between some Ukrainian comedians to just like hell away through the to the Moscow. Moscow is like it's like Los Angeles for a stupid Ukrainian comedian. And then we figured out that Los Angeles for a smart comedian who like money is Ukraine in Kyiv. And
right.
When we started doing stand-up in Ukrainian, we saw that people really like us, and people don't hate us, and you can shit on Ukrainians, and you can shit on Russians, and you can shit on Americans, and you can shit on everything. People relate to that. People have fun with it. People will donate you money. People will love you. We have also a strategy as you in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Like we have Patreon, we have YouTube channels, we have Instagram, we have Twitter, and people use it. People use it because it's Ukrainian. If we will be Russian-speaking Ukrainians,
yeah.
People will think that we are leading like our way to Moscow. That we
can we
to
can we them. Plug your social media on our show? Like, can we get you more followers? Is that a good idea right now, or do you want to keep more of a low profile?
Yeah, it's a good idea. I post sometimes my naked pictures. It's not
Wait,
true.
But it,
if you want me to...
That's interesting. So
if you want, I can message you. I can message you Dead Russians.
Dead Russians? Oh, yeah, okay. Well, and also naked pictures. We'll take both. We'll take naked pictures and dead Russians if you'd like, yeah. And we will we'll put them on our Patreon. But now, nobody's leaving, nobody's fleeing. You're staying there.
No, also there are cowards, there are women, there are kids.
They got to go. Yeah.
Yeah, they gotta go. Why not? Everybody has its own.
How do you feel about the president, Zelensky? He seems to be doing a good job.
Man, first we thought that the country went crazy. They elected the low-grade comedian, but very popular. Think that like you will elect, I don't know who's bad. Like you will elect that guy that. Stole jokes.
Carlos Mencia. Carlos Mencia.
Yeah,
right.
Carlos Mencia, but no, Zelensky did not steal jokes. He was a fun actor. He was very talented. He was like very cool, but comedy was about like my aunt and not like he was, it was more for the people. It,
right.
It was like not
for amazing. Sure.
But you can't blame him for that because there was pretty much no other comedy
right.
in Ukraine.
Yeah.
And we as stand-up comedians, we thought that this guy is crazy, and we saw the country went insane, that they just like stupid jokes. And now he's fucking, I don't know, he's standing, Biden say, hey, would you like to come to us? We can get you out of the country. And he's like, no, I will fucking die here.
Yeah, that by the way, I respect the hell out of that. And I'm trying to think of an American equivalent to that. There ain't. Our people would be on a plane. They would be on a jet real quickly. I really hope that you guys stay.
Also,
yeah.
Also, I want to say that Zelensky fucked zero child.
Yes. Well, that's good. That's very positive. And we appreciate that. That also may be why your country is being invaded. It is a catch-22, you know? One of those, you know, unfortunate. Who are your favorite comedians in the Ukraine from America?
My favorite comedians in Ukraine from America. Okay, so you should check channel Sraka Dupa. It's our channel. It's only in Ukrainian, but it's fine. You also should check Yegor Shatayla. He started his own special on yegorshatayla.com. You should check Andrei Shehel. You should check, I don't know who.
Yeah, plug all those people on your social media, because we're never going to be able to spell those names. What do you guys like American comedy?
Yeah, of course. We like a lot of American comedy. And we, I watch your shows. I watch a lot of, I don't know, stupid American shit. I sometimes hate something. Okay, just we have two cultures. We have Ukrainian culture. We have American culture. Sometimes we force ourselves to not watch Russian culture because it's stupid. You just watch one Russian comedian, and also YouTube next video suggests you a war movie, and you're like, fuck it.
Right.
Half of the Russian YouTube is war movies about, oh, how it was in 44.
What is the plan now? The plan is just to hold off Russian forces as much as you can, and basically, obviously, keep raising money, and hopefully, you know, with enough pressure on Putin and people, you know, countries like China now coming out and, you know, a lot of sanctions happening, that he would, you know, eventually he'll give this up.
Yeah, we will push the things. We will push the things as long as we are winning, because for now we are winning. We was very happy with the Ukrainian people raising Patreon for the Save Life in UA. It was a number one Patreon in the world. They gathered 450,000 people.
I don't like that, because we're like the number two show on Patreon. And I got to be honest with you, I worked a lot harder than these Ukrainians raising the money. We've got a lot more content. They don't have any content on that Patreon. So to me, that's a little ridiculous, but I do respect that. Tell us where to follow you and where to donate, because we want to donate money, and I want to have all my fans that can and want to donate money. How do we follow you?
Okay. You can donate money at Save Life, one word, savelife.in.ua. It's a very good organization. They are very nice. They have a lot of PayPal. They have everything. They have Bitcoin. They have everything.
Yes, we'll put that also in the description of the episode.
Yes. Also, we have a national Ukraine bank, which is a national Ukraine bank. It have an IBAN, long IBAN, and you can donate to that. Also, I can email you my card number and card number for like small groups.
Yeah, I will personally donate $5,000 to you if you give me a way to do that. If you give me a way to do that,
we will figure it out.
We'll figure it out. I will absolutely personally donate that to you And it's not a lot of money, but it's enough money where hopefully that can help a little bit.
Okay. We will send you folders afterwards.
What'd you say? Oh, you're going to
send you folders.
Yeah, no, and videos. Folders. For 5,000, you have to do videos as well. But I want to help you. Yeah, I mean, it's $5,000. But I want to help you as much as I can. You know, you guys, it's inspiring shit to see. You're a comedian. If someone invaded America to kill all of us, the comedians would be helping them. So it's nice that you guys are fighting for your own country, standing up. Where can we find you on social media?
You can find me at Instagram.com Vlad Kapitsa.
Okay. We're going to put that in the link in description too. I mean, it's amazing. Yeah. You can fit the look.
You can also find me on Twitter, Vlad Kapitsa, because Twitter are popular between Ukrainian politics and Ukrainian action. And it's not very popular. It's popular worldwide. So
right.
This is pretty much how I found you and found a lot of people.
Yes.
And
it's very interesting. You look like you're from California. I mean, I don't know what Ukrainians look like, but you look like you should be on the show Euphoria. This was not what we were expecting at all. I mean, you look like you're like a TikToker who lives in Hollywood, but we are really sorry that this shit's going down, and we're really going to try to help as much as we can in terms of donating money, telling our people to donate money. And hopefully this shit ends and you come to America, we'll get you on some shows.
Yes, it will be pretty much fun. And I think that when this shit will end, you will come to Ukraine and do some shows, because if people are buying tickets to Louis C.K.
Yes. No, I would
find a way to promote you, because we have also a promotion going on, I think. And it will be cool. And it is one having fun and watching cool content and getting inspired. And it's one of the reasons to have a gun in your hands.
Yes, yes, I believe that's 100% true. It's something to fight for. It's something
Russia
to fight for.
Warren and Dostoevsky. And we don't like it.
Right. No, it's something to fight for. That is literally what you fight for, your quality of life, and to have a free country and have freedom, you know? And, dude, I would be very, very excited to perform in the Ukraine unless Russia pays me more. I mean, no, I'm kidding. Dude, I want to thank you. We did this whole bit about you because you sent Ben a message and Ben didn't answer it. And I screamed at him on the show and we were like, this guy's probably dead. And I can't believe you didn't answer his message. And it's a whole bit. And we're so happy that you're okay. Your friends are okay. And I'm hoping that everybody makes it out of this. And you know, we could all fucking look back at this and, like, you know, I'm hoping that's the case, you know, and, like, yes, you know, any support. Die, yeah.
In case if I die, I will text a Ben a list of secondhand comedians for your show.
Yeah, please. We really appreciate that. No, we really appreciate that. I think you'll be fine. Stay safe. You know, obviously do what you guys got to do over there. And we really appreciate you taking the time, because we know it's not fucking easy. We're going to put together all of those links in our episode. We're going to put them on our Instagram. We're going to put them on our Twitter for people to donate, help you out if they can. And keep in contact with us, man. Keep letting us know, like, what's going on and ways that we can help.
Okay. Also, I wanted to say Slava Ukraini. It's like glory to America. And the response is Heroyam Slava. Can you say that? Heroyam Slava?
What is it?
Heroyam Slava.
Heroyam Slava. What does that mean?
that means glory for the heroes.
Yes, Heroyam Slava, glory. Glory for the heroes. And I think you, Putin really went in there thinking it was going to be an overnight thing. He thought it was going to be a lot easier than it's been. You guys have shown him that it's not going to be that easy. You're fighting for your home, your culture, your religion, your heritage, whatever you're fighting for, the freedom to live. And it's an inspiring thing. And there's people in my country that don't respect it because they're mentally ill. We have many mentally ill people here. But people that are human beings, the few of us that are still left, are watching it, looking at it, going, it's fucking inspiring. And I really appreciate this. Now, I mean the awkward thing is he's not in Ukraine. He's not even Ukrainian. This is a guy we hired who's in L.A. He's too good looking. He's behind his soundstage. I mean, this is a green screen. But I still think it still feels good, right?
Oh, yeah.
It still helps. I think this still matters. Yeah.
I can show you bottles of Ukrainian beer that we are yeah. Of cocktail.
For sure. Well, don't have too much fun over there. And listen, I mean, it may be inappropriate, but I still think it's a you know, we've got merch dropping. It's a great time to get some hoodies over there. It's not horrible. All right, Vladislav, thank you so much. You're an awesome dude, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, team.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.